When I was in the seminary, the Sulpician father who taught the course on preaching homilies encouraged us to refrain from giving a homily on Palm Sunday, saying the length of the gospel and the reading of the passion did not need further reflection. It was powerful enough on its own. He also said the homily on the fourth Sunday of Advent should be the shortest of the Advent homilies. He said, encourage the people to reflect on the need to experience the love, the mercy, and the healing power of Christ and the sacrament of reconciliation, and pray that the grace received may help people get along when they gather for the Christmas meal. We have the opportunity during Mass and all of today for the sacrament of penance, and I would encourage you, whether it's been a long time or not so long, to avail yourself to this great gift of God's love and mercy. It is the gift of the Christ child who is born out of love for sinful humanity that is the powerful reminder of God's gift of joy and peace, a message we need to hear now more than ever in the world, in our nation, and certainly in our church. The second point of reflection on this fourth Sunday of Advent is highlighted in our gospel this morning from Luke. St. Luke, the evangelist, tells us that Mary visited her older cousin Elizabeth, who we know to be pregnant, and stayed with her for 3 months. A closer reading of this gospel, the first two chapters of Luke, shows how this visit brought out the best in both women. Elizabeth was filled, we're told, with the Holy Spirit, and the child John leapt in her womb for joy. Mary herself was moved to pray the great prayer we call the Magnificat. Both women, as pious Jews, would have known these prayers. So the visitor and the visited are graced by Mary's initiative to make this trip. In the parishes of our Diocese of Spokane here in eastern Washington, many students have returned home from college. Grown children now will venture home, and grandparents may soon arrive. For most, the visit is anticipated. As Mary greets Elizabeth in our gospel reading, and the greeting is joyfully received, so the giving and the receiving of greetings will be at the heart of our lives over the next few days. Gifts are important, but for many, certainly not all, the visit can be the real gift. I often hear, mostly from mothers, how happy they are when everybody is home for Christmas, sleeping under the same roof. It may bring back memories when children were small and life was kinder and simpler. Bringing ourselves to someone by visiting them can mean more than any particular gift. St. Paul frequently mentions that it is not the sacrifices, the oblations, or the holocausts we might offer that please God. It's the gift we make of ourselves, expressed in the phrase, "Here I am. I come to do your will." The welcoming visit may not always be welcome or well received. Sadly, we know family divisions exist, and sometimes we can't wait to get rid of the leeching relatives. But sooner or later, you and I are called to anticipate Christmas, to visit and receive others, even again if that visit may be a burden at times. Mary shows us how to visit, and Elizabeth shows us how to receive a guest. Now, this may not be possible in all of our lives because of distance and cost, and communication exists in any number of ways. But if we can say, "Here I am," and really mean it, there's a powerful, grace-filled presence. A final note, the towns of Nazareth and Judah and Bethlehem were obscure. They were off the beaten track, with Bethlehem being a small cluster of stone and mud huts and caves that were often used as stables, even homes. The simple peasant woman, Mary, and her older cousin, Elizabeth, and the towns they lived in remind us that what we might so often dismiss as insignificant or easily ignored, God considers important. He often acted and acts through those who are spiritually weak, powerless, lacking in natural ability. It's the prophet Jeremiah who protested being called, "I am too young, I do not know how to speak." Saul tells Samuel, who's supposed to anoint him king, "My clan is the least among the clans of the tribe of Benjamin." David is the youngest son of Jesse, sent off with the sheep into the pasture. And St. Paul felt helpless when he wrote to the Corinthians, "God singled out the weak to shame the strong. When I am powerless, it is often then that I am strong." Simplicity, humility, littleness matter to God greatly. On this fourth Sunday of Advent, as we anticipate the visiting of others and receiving them, we see that Christmas is a celebration of a visitation. Not so much Mary coming to see Elizabeth, but God's visit to us, a visit that was welcomed by shepherds and kings, and each of us is challenged to express our own welcome for the Lord, saying to him, "Here I am, I've come to do your will." Or even the words of Mary, our Blessed Mother, "Let it be done to me according to your word."